Islami be granted acceptance, protect it from evil and adversity.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى اليك واصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى اليك واصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, you are watching the Madani News of Dawat Islami and these are the headlines.
Nikah ceremony of two Islamic brothers is held at the Global Madni Markaz Faizan-e Madina in Karachi. Maulana Haji Ubair Raza Tariq Nagz the Nikah of Islamic brothers offers dua for blessings. A Sunnah Aspired Istima is held under IMM Masajid Department at Faizan-e Hamza Hajiani Razia Masjid. Mufti Muhammad Sayyid Attari Madani provides guidance to the Imams, Khutaba and Muazzins attending the Istima. Maulana Haji Abdul Habib Attari meets with the officials of a private internet provider company in Islamabad. Rukneshwara presents a brief introduction to various departments, informs them about the religious and welfare activities of Dawat-e Islami. Rukneshwara Haji Muhammad Azhar Attari meets with the factory owner in Malakwal, Punjab, gives motivation to start a Madrasat Madina for Islamic brothers to teach the Holy Quran at the company, delivers a Sunnah inspired bayan at Pasroor Bar, Punjab, judges, lawyers and bar officials participate. Haji Junaid Attari Madani meets with Islamic scholars in Malindi, Kenya, discusses religious affairs. Entry tests are held for the students of Dawratul Hadith Sharif, Jamiat Madina at Faizan-e Madina, Islamabad. Over 100 students from various cities of Punjab participate. Oral tests will also be conducted. The invitation towards righteousness is presented by Dawat Islami in Mozambique. The representatives meet with personalities.
Dear viewers of Madin channel, it was the 11th of Jamadil Ula today. With respect to monthly Gyarvi Sharif, Fatiha and Niyaz were arranged at the house of Amir al-Sunnat, Allama Maulana Abu Bilal, Muhammad Ilyas Sattar, Qadi Razavi. Amir al-Sunnat presented Madani purse in this regard and offered dua. Take a look.
Kamzor Utni Hazrat Abu Hafs Umar bin Saleh Rahmatullah Alayh بارگاہ غوثیت ماہ بن شیخ عبد القادر جیلانی کے دربار میں حاضر ہوئے اور عرض کی کہ حضور حج کا ارادہ ہے تو میرے پاس یہ کمزور اونٹنی ہے اس کے علاوہ کوئی اونٹنی بھی نہیں اور رقم بھی نہیں کہ میں خرید سکوں تو میرے مرشد سرکار غوث پاک رحمت اللہ علیہ نے اس کمزور اونٹنی کی پیشانی پر مبارک ہاتھ رکھا پھر کیا تھا وہ دیکھتے ہی دیکھتے کمزور اونٹنی جو تھی وہ طاقتور بن گئی تندرست ہو گئی وہ تیز رفتار ہو گئی اور قافلہ جب چلا تو ساری اونٹنیوں سے یہ آگے آگے چل رہی تھی واہ کیا مرتبہ ہے غوث ہے بالا تیرا اونچے اونچوں کے سروں سے قدم اعلیٰ تیرا
جیلا پیر پیرا
اے عاشقان قدس اعظم الحمدللہ آج جمادی الاولی 1443 ہجری کی 11ویں رات ہے اور ہم نے حضور غوث پاک کی ماہانہ 11ویں شریف کی نیاز کی ہے یا اللہ پاک جو کوئی یہ کلپ کم از کم 11 عاشقان غوث اعظم تک پہنچائے یا سنائے ان کو اس سے پہلے موت نہ دینا جب تک میرے مرشد غوث پاک کا جلوہ نہ دیکھ لے نماز کی پابندی کرتے اور کرواتے رہیے مدنی چینل دیکھتے رہیے صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد
The beloved son of Amir al-Sunnat, Maulana Ubayd Raza Attari Madani, conducted the nikah of two Islamic brothers at the Global Madani Markaz Faizan-e Madina in Karachi. Dear viewers of Madani channel, Sunnah Aspired Istima was held under IMM Masajid Department at Faizan-e Hamza Hajiani Razia Masjid in Hub. During which Mufti Muhammad Sayyid Attari Madani provided guidance to Imams of the Masjid, Khatibs and Muazzins. Let's tell you more in this Madani news.
Daawat-e-Islami hai, ye Daawat-e-Islami hai, Daawat-e-Islami hai.
Sunnahs by Istimaat continue to be held for the guidance of Imams and Aimme Kiram under Aimme Masajid Department of Dawat Islami. With respect to this, a Sunnahs by Istimaat was held at Masjid Faizan-e-Hamza Hajiani Razia, Adalat Road, in which Imam of the Masajid Khutaba Mozineen from Hub Chowk, Sakra, Wander, Othal and Bela and other Islamic brothers participated. Mufti Muhammad Sayyid Attari Madani delivered a Sunnahs by Bayan on the status of Imamat and its requirements. Mufti Muhammad Sayyid Attari Madani motivated the participants to enliven Masajid and to fulfill the requirements of the position of Imamat.
رکن مرکزی مدرس شروع آف دعوت اسلامی مولانا عبدالربی بطاری met with the officials of a private internet provider company in Islamabad. He presented them with introduction to the departments of دعوت اسلامی and informed them about the global religious and welfare activities. مقبول جگہ بھر میں ہو دعوت اسلامی صدقہ تجھے
رکن مرکزی ملے سے شروع آف دعوت اسلامی مولانا حاجی عبدالربی بطاری also visited a private internet providing company during his schedule in Islamabad. On this occasion, the representatives of Madani Channel Distribution Department and Personalities Coordination Department were with رکن شورا. رکن مرکزی ملے سے شروع آف دعوت اسلامی مولانا حاجی عبدالربی بطاری met with Chief Operation Officer Wasira, Chief Operation Officer Saad Salim and informed them about the religious and welfare activities of دعوت اسلامی. On this occasion, رکن شورا showed a documentary consisting of the religious and welfare activities of دعوت اسلامی to the participants and invited them to visit the Madri Merkez Faizan-e-Madina of Dawat-e-Islami, upon which the personalities appreciated the religious and welfare activities of Dawat-e-Islami. In the end, Rukn-e-Merkezi Majlis Shura of Dawat-e-Islami presented books and booklets to the personalities.
Let's inform our viewers that in Malakwal, Punjab, upon the motivation given by Rukn-e-Shura Haji Muhammad Azhar Attari, the owner of a tea manufacturing company, made the intention to start a Madrasat-e-Madina for Islamic brothers at his company and fully cooperate in the religious activities of Dawat-e-Islami. Besides this, Rukn Shura delivered a Sunnah inspired bayan at Pasur Bar, Punjab.
رکن مرکزی مجلس شورا آف دعوت اسلامی حاجی محمد زہر اتاری along with other representatives met with an owner of company at his house. رکن شورا informed the Islamic brothers about the religious and welfare activities under دعوت اسلامی and various courses and motivated the workers, officials and their staff to get the education of the Holy Quran and to hold Madrasat al-Madina for Islamic brothers in the company, upon which the owner of the company expressed intention to hold Madrasat al-Madina for Islamic brothers in the company and appreciated the religious and welfare activities of دعوت اسلامی and assured full cooperation for the religious activities of دعوت اسلامی. On the other hand, Rukn Shura Haji Muhammad Azhar Attari delivered a Sunnah inspired bayan during the Sunnah inspired Istima in Pasroor, Punjab, in which judges, lawyers, officials of bar and other Islamic brothers participated. Rukn Shura informed the Islamic brothers about the religious and welfare activities of Dawat Islami and motivated them to serve the religion, speak truth and halal, not to support oppression and lying, and to help the people.
Let's now give you Madani news about Rukn Shura's journey in Kenya. During which Rukn Shura, along with the representatives of Dawat Islami, met with the Islamic brothers in a town called Malindi. On this occasion, he presented them with the books and booklets published by Maktabat al-Madina.
Rukn Merkezi Majlis Shura of Dawat Islami Haji Junaid Attari Madani was on a Kenya tour, during which Rukn Shura met with Islamic brothers including Sheikh Faisal Umudi Shafi, Sheikh Saeed Ali Hassan Shafi, Maulana Sheikh Usman Shami and other personalities at a personalities house in Malindi on the outskirts of Mombasa, during which a discussion was held on the religious activities of Dawat Islami, and Rukn Shura also presented books and booklets of Dawat Islami to the Islamic scholars. صلى الله على طه خير الخلق وأحلاها صلى الله على طه خير الخلق وأحلاها صلى الله على طه خير الخلق وأحلاها.
Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the construction of Masajid, Madaris and Faizan-e-Madina continues under Dawat Islami's Khuddam al-Masajid al-Madaris department in the country and abroad. Let's tell you in this Madani news about the construction of Masajid in Sheikhupura and Firozwala, Lahore, Punjab.
The construction works continue of Jame Masjid Faizan-e-Kareem at Sultan Colony Mall, Lanavipura in Sheikhupura, Punjab. The construction work of boundary wall has been completed. So far, Rs 3.5 million have been spent on it. With respect to this, regional representative of Khuddam al-Masajid al-Madaris Lahore told Madani News.
Yahan pe Dawat Islami ke shuba Khuddam al-Masajid ke tahat Jame Masjid Faizan-e-Kareem ban rahi hai. یہ مسجد تقریباً 7 مرلے پر جو ہے اس کی جگہ ہے. تھوڑا ہی عرصہ پہلے یہاں پہ تقریباً 27 لاکھ روپے کی یہ جگہ پرچیز کی گئی اور اس کی تعمیرات کا آغاز کیا گیا. الحمدللہ اس وقت جو کام ہے وہ چھت تک پہنچ چکا ہے.
The construction of Jame Masjid Fatima Zahra continue at Firozwala. The construction work of the masjid on this site of 2,500 square feet was started in December 2012. With respect to the construction works, regional representative of Khuddam al Masajid wal Madaris of Lahore told Madani News.
यहाँ पर हैदर रोड पर हमें एक मस्जिद का प्लॉट मिला था, जामे मस्जिद फातिमा। माशाल्लाह इस प्लॉट का जो है वो बुनियादों का काम हो चुका है, अब इसमें फिलिंग होगी, मिट्टी डाली जाएगी, उसके बाद इसकी ऊपर तामीरात का आगाज़ होगा। इसकी मुकम्मल तामीरात के लिए हमें 50 लाख रुपए की हाजत है। यहाँ बच्चों को कुरान पाक की तालीम फ्री ऑफ कॉस्ट दी जाएगी। यहाँ पर इलाके में नेकी की दावत दी जाएगी, लोगों को नमाजी बनाया जाएगा।
At the Madinah Markaz Faizan Madinah Sector G11 in the federal capital Islamabad, an entry test was held for the students of Dauratul Hadith Sharif Jamiatul Madinah, in which approximately 111 students from various cities of Punjab participated. After the written test, these students will take an oral test. After passing both exams, these students will be eligible to teach Dars-e-Nizami means Alim course at the Jamiatul Madinahs of Dawat Islami. With respect to this, the representative spoke with Madani News and said,
जी 11 मरकज फैज़ान मदीना में तकरीबन 111 दौरतुल हदीस शरीफ के तलबा, उनका इंट्री टेस्ट हो रहा है जो आगे चलकर ये मुदर्रिसीन बनेंगे। हमारा जो तदरीसी कोर्स है ये दो हिस्सों पर मुश्तमिल होता है, एक पहला तहरीरी टेस्ट होता है और दूसरा टेस्ट जो है तकरीरी होता है। ये दोनों इम्तिहान पास करके ये तलबा फिर दावत इस्लामी के जामेआतुल मदीना में ये तदरीस कर सकेंगे।
Dear viewers, Madani channel, the religious and welfare activities and the invitation towards righteousness continue to be spread in the Dawat Islami abroad as well. The invitation towards righteousness was presented in Likwar, an area on the outskirts of Kilmani city, Zambezia province of Mozambique. Besides this, the head of Beira zone met with government officials and local African Islamic brothers in another area of Zambezia, Nante, and presented the invitation towards righteousness.
In Likwar on the outskirts of Kilmani in Zambezia, Mozambique, Head of Beira zone and Mubalighin of Dawat Islami visited a masjid. Head of Beira zone and Mubalighin met with the devotees of Rasul, and while presenting the invitation towards righteousness amongst them, sunnah etiquettes and supplications as well as practical method of salah were also taught. Head of Beira zone motivated the Islamic brothers to attain religious knowledge.
किलमानी के अतराफ में एक इलाके में लिकवार, वहाँ पर हमारे साहिब जमा हुए, देखी की दावत का सिलसिला हुआ, अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह सीखने सिखाने का सिलसिला हुआ। आज यहाँ पर सफ में खड़े होने का तरीका, सफ में कैसे खड़े होते हैं, अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह इनको सिखाया और भी बहुत कुछ सिखाया, सुन्नतें सिखाई, तो माशाल्लाह इन्होंने नियतें की कि इंशाल्लाह अज़्ज़ वजल ये इस पर अमल भी करेंगे और इंशाल्लाह इस नेकी की दावत को।
On the other hand, Head of Beira zone also met with government officers and local African Islamic brothers in Nante in Zambezia and presented the invitation towards righteousness. Head of Beira zone informed the Islamic brothers about religious activities of Dawat Islami and motivated them to serve the religion and to take part in the religious activities.
एक काबिला है Zambezia, ये इसका प्रोविंस भी है। अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह इसके जो बड़े सिटी हैं उसमें किलमानी और इसके अतराफ में लिकवार, अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह नेकी की दावत का सिलसिला हुआ। यहाँ पर नमाज का अमली तरीका और इस्लामी भाइयों में जमात के लिए जब खड़े होते हैं तो किस अंदाज पर हमें खड़ा होना चाहिए, फिर दीगर शख्सियात से अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह यहाँ की यहाँ बायरो होता है, SHO, DSP और इस तरह के जो शख्सियात हैं वो इन प्रोग्रामों में अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह उन्होंने शिरकत की और उनके बहुत अच्छे तासुरात थे। इनसे इंफरादी कोशिश भी हुई, मुलाकात भी हुई, इनको नेकी की दावत भी पेश की गई। तो अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह दावत इस्लामी शख्सियात में भी, इंतजामिया में भी और दीगर जगहों पर भी, मसाजिद में भी नेकी की दावत का पैगाम आम कर रही है। आप भी दावत इस्लामी में शामिल हो जाइए।
Dear viewers of Madani channel, you have been watching the Madani News of Dawat Islami. Please fill the booklet of good deeds and reflect on your actions of 16th December. We will be back with more, inshallah, azza wa jal. For more information and previous news, visit dawatislami.net. Keep watching Madani channel. We will neither commit nor listen to backbiting. We will neither lie nor cause others to lie. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
May Dawat-e-Islami be granted acceptance. protect it from evil and adversity.